family, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is We Heal from Deity, and my Bible reference is from 1 John 4:4. He have got little children and overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There's a misconception of the meaning of the phrase "He have God" in the verse above. To some, it means to be on God's side, but that's not correct. The Apostle John's construction isn't in any way ambiguous, so it isn't about being on anyone's side. It simply means to heal from deity. In other words, your origin is in God. You are his offspring. It's akin to what the Bible says in James 1:18. Of his own will begate he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. To heal from God, therefore, Christ must be in you. You must receive him to live in you. Record the words of the Lord Jesus in John 3:3. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The concluding phrase of our opening verse gives credence to this. It says, greater is he that is in you, so he has to be in you. Think about it. He gave back to you to live in you. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. We have absolute victory over all forces of darkness and the wicked spirits that orchestrate evil, because of the greater one that lives in you. Read how beautifully the Amplified Classic renders our opening verse. Little children, you are of God, you belong to him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he lives in you. He is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. Praise God. You have overcome the adversary. Say this after me. I have overcome the adversary and his nefarious and sinister plans to cause untold hardship, troubles, sorrows, distresses, and corrupting influences in the world, because I heal from deity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For further study, read John 1:12-13, 1 Peter 1:23, 1 John 5:4-5. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Luke 8:40-56, and Joshua 7:8-9. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 103 and Romans 5:1-11. Hallelujah. Kindly take the confession after me. I have overcome all the forces of darkness and wicked spirits that orchestrate evil plans in the world, because I hail from God and the greater one lives in me. I have overcome the sorrows, distresses, and corrupting influences in the world. I'm victorious always in Christ Jesus. Amen. We heal from deity. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a wonderful day. Happy Easter. See you tomorrow, 1st of April 2024. Bye-bye.